Hey everyone, it's Sienna Cruz here and welcome back to Healing Your Inner Child, Addressing the Root Cause. You know, I was thinking the other day relationships can be tough, right? Like, sometimes it feels like we're navigating a minefield of emotions. But what if I told you that the key to unlocking healthier, more fulfilling connections lies within us? Yeah, you heard me right. It's all about emotional intelligence. Think of it this way. Emotional intelligence is like your superpower when it comes to relationships. It's the ability to understand and manage our own emotions and also recognize and respond to the feelings of others. It's about being aware, empathetic, and compassionate, basically becoming a relationship ninja. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that will help you build those rock-solid, emotionally intelligent relationships. First up, self-awareness is your foundation. Before you can understand someone else's emotions, you need to get a handle on your own. What triggers you? How do you react under pressure? Think of it like tuning into yourself, becoming aware of your emotional landscape. Journaling, mindfulness practices, even taking those personality quizzes can be super helpful for getting in touch with your inner world. Next, practice active listening. This isn't just about hearing the words someone says, it's about truly understanding their message, both verbal and nonverbal. Pay attention to their body language, tone of voice, and facial expressions. Ask clarifying questions and reflect back what you hear to ensure you're on the same page. Ever felt like someone wasn't really listening to you? That feeling can be super isolating. Active listening shows people that they are heard and understood, a powerful way to build trust and connection. Thirdly, learn to regulate your emotions. We all have those moments when our feelings run high, but how we manage those moments makes a world of difference. Instead of letting anger or frustration take the wheel, try taking a few deep breaths, counting to 10, or even stepping away for a moment to cool down. Remember, it's not about suppressing your emotions, it's about responding to them in a healthy and constructive way. Now, let's talk empathy. Put yourself in their shoes. Try to see things from their perspective, even if you don't agree with them. Imagine how they might be feeling, what experiences might have shaped their views, and why they might be acting the way they are. It's about cultivating compassion and understanding, a superpower for building genuine connections. And finally, communicate effectively. This means being clear, honest, and respectful in your expression. Use our statements to share your feelings and needs, and actively listen to the other person's perspective. Remember, healthy communication is a two-way street. Okay, let me tell you a quick story that illustrates all of this. I was at a coffee shop the other day, and I overheard this conversation between two friends. One friend was venting about their boss, going on and on about how unfair they were being. The other friend, instead of just agreeing or adding fuel to the fire, said something like, "Wow, that sounds really frustrating. It must be tough dealing with that kind of stress. Have you tried talking to your boss directly about it? See what I mean?" That second friend was practicing active listening and empathy. They validated their friend's feelings without judgment and offered a constructive suggestion. That kind of communication can turn a potentially heated situation into an opportunity for growth and understanding. Remember, building healthy relationships is a journey, not a destination. It takes time, effort, and a willingness to learn and grow. But by developing your emotional intelligence, you'll unlock the secrets to more fulfilling and meaningful connections. So, are you ready to become a relationship ninja? I know you got this. Share this episode with someone who needs a little boost in their relationships. And don't forget to leave us a review and let me know what resonated with you. See you in the next episode, where we'll be diving deeper into another aspect of healing your inner child.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.